The party's not over yet. Stay tuned for two more hours of jazz with your host, Randy McAlligan, coming up next. Welcome to a special edition of In Transition, this being Canada Day weekend. We're going to listen to nothing but Canadian jazz for the next 2 hours. And we also have a very special treat from David Foster, and that's coming up in a few minutes' time. We're starting off with Ray Downes from his album For You, and this is Jadeen. Thank you.
I left a note on his dresser. My old wedding ring with these few goodbye words. How can I say goodbye, old sleepy head? I'm packing you in like I said. Take care of everything. I'm leaving my wedding ring. Don't look for me. Thank you. dogs chatter, 'cause I know you cheat. But right or wrong don't matter, when you're with me it's sweet. Don't explain,
Montreal. That was Susan Arioli and Don't Explain. Before that, we heard Holly Cole with Don't Smoke in Bed, and we started off with a great pianist from Montreal, Ray Downs and Jay Dean. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special edition of In Transition as we celebrate the 135th birthday of Canada. And we have a lot to be thankful for, especially when it comes to jazz. So many great, outstanding jazz musicians that we've produced over the years. And we're going to listen to a woman now who's starting to make a name for herself. She's from the West Coast, and she has an album out. I love the name of this album, One Love, One Loss, One Story. And we're going to listen to There'll Be Some Changes. And then after that, we'll listen to some music from the Bob Murphy Quintet, as well as Manteca.
For there's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea. So from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. If that ain't enough, then I'll change the way that I strut my stuff. 'Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. For there's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea. So from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. If that ain't enough, then I'll change the way that I strut my stuff. 'Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. Some changes enough, then I'll change the way that I strut my faster, 'cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. Today. I'm gonna change my name. Nothing is gonna be the same. Making some changes. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was music from Toronto's Manteca and Salsa Nova, taken from their album Later Is Now. Bob Murphy's quintet before that with Oh, I Got the Blues, and Dee Daniels with There'll Be Some Changes. You know, I was looking out the window and thinking a year ago, I don't know if any of you, I guess you would remember what July 1st was like, 2001. Totally different than what it is now. We had to, if I remember correctly, we had to put gloves on and almost take our winter clothes out. I think it was around 4 or 5 degrees, and everybody was shivering in the night waiting for the fireworks to take place. And, well, nothing happened, just a lot of gusty winds and a lot of disappointed people. Well, tomorrow the temperature will be rising to 34 degrees. That's what they're predicting. And that's in stark contrast to what we had to put up with last year. I think it's going to be a stellar performance on the hill, and it should be an interesting day all around. I'm going to play for you now something very, very special. David Foster is one of the great Canadians who have made a contribution in the music business over the past few years. And this past spring, he gave a speech at the Berklee School of Music in Boston. And I bet you each and every one of those students listening to him talk took away something that they could use throughout their musical careers. I'm going to play for you that speech, and then we're going to listen to some music from certainly one of the great Canadian jazz musicians, Guido Basso. Here's David Foster, the Berklee School of Music.
Good morning, everyone. I grew up on an island in British Columbia. Like all of you, I had a great love and burning desire to make music from as far back as I can remember. I was making as much money as my father was by the time I was 13. I was an average student, and after the 11th grade, I quit school and moved to England to pursue my passion for music. I've never done any drugs. I don't drink. I've never been arrested. I've never been in a fight. I got along with my parents 99% of the time. I love my sisters, they love me. I love my children more than anything else in the world. I love my wife, and I love my work. I had the good fortune to find something that I was passionate about and that I was good at. And I put the blinders on, and from age 10 until this morning, I've worked 24/7 to live my dream. I've never partied hard, and I don't feel like I've missed out on a single thing, except a college education. And I don't just mean for music, but to be a more well-rounded person. I wish I knew more about Greek mythology, or Roman history, or the sky above us, or the oceans around us. So, be open to things other than music. Remember the first words that you learned in grade school. Look and listen. God gave you 2 ears and 2 eyes and only 1 mouth. So you should listen twice as much as you should speak. Learn as much as you can about everything, because knowledge is power. Now, if you don't remember anything I've said up till now, it's okay. But try to remember what I'm about to say, because I believe that it comes with a guarantee. And here it is. Don't be a musical snob. Early on in my career, I played in Chuck Berry's band when I was 16, and Neil Diamond's band not too long after that. Not together, not those two guys together. I got fired from both gigs. You know why? Because I had no respect for music that only had a couple of simple chords in it. I came from a classical and a jazz background, and I thought that that music was way, way beneath me. Now, these were two of the best songwriters of the last 50 years, Chuck and Neil. But I didn't want to play no stinking CFG. There was no dignity in playing CFG. But CFG can be very dignified when it's played the right way. And more importantly, with the right attitude. So, I made two mistakes at the same time. Hey, I have no respect for your music, but I'll take your money. Don't be a musical snob. Here's the bad news. I can go back to LA tonight, and I can put together a big band with the greatest players in the world. Some of them, you would know their names. I can have them play a rehearsal all day tomorrow, and then play for my daughter's wedding tomorrow night. She's not getting married, it's just, I threw that in. Somebody's wedding tomorrow night, from 8 p.m. until midnight. I can even have them play for my uncle to sing a couple of songs, and he can't even carry a tune. And I'll pay them $300, and they'll hope that I give them the check the same night. They'll get into their 10-year-old car, and they'll drive to their 3-bedroom rental in the valley, and they will hope that I call again soon. Why do some musicians get all the great gigs and others get the weddings? It's not talent. It's attitude. It's attitude. Probably every keyboard player in this room today plays better than I do. And although that's impressive, it will not take you to the top. But attitude will. And if you look at every single thing that comes your way as an opportunity, that'll take you to the top too. Here's a couple of examples. Dennis Quaid, Bruce Willis, and Russell Crowe all have rock and roll bands. None of them are very good. One of them have asked you to be in their band, but you don't like their music. And you don't like the way the guys play in the band. But those three actors make movies, and you want to score movies. You're not going to start scoring movies because you gave somebody at Warner Brothers a tape. You're going to get the break of your life because you said yes with great pride to Dennis Quaid's CF&G band. And you and Dennis are going to write the theme song for that movie. And you're going to love it. Here's another one. Sting's 13-year-old daughter wants to play drums. His nanny is your neighbor. She knows you're a drummer. She doesn't know you're the next Steve Gadd or Steve Picaro. She just knows you're a drummer. She wants to know if you'll give Sting's daughter drum lessons. You bet you will, even if you're a piano player. You know why? Because one day, Sting is going to hear you play. And one day, his drummer is going to have the flu. And you're going to get the gig. So what you say no to is just as important as what you say yes to. Either of these events that I just explained could change your life forever. And I don't need to give you any more examples. Don't be a musical snob. I guarantee you that Kenny G and Herb Alpert are just as fulfilled as John Coltrane and Miles Davis. All of them got to play their own music exactly the way they wanted, and all of them got to maximize their musical capabilities. Don't be. Thank you. Here's another thing. As you start having success, be humble and be grateful. Always have mentors, and always try to be a good and kind mentor. One of the most memorable moments of my life was when I went to see Stan Getz and Gary Burton play in Vancouver. My friend and I were about 14, and we couldn't believe that we got backstage afterwards. And to this day, I have the photo of my friend holding Stan Getz's sax and me holding Gary's mallets. Gary, as you know, is one of the greatest and most gifted musical forces on our planet. He was so nice that day and so giving of his time, and I was in awe. And little did he realize that he was laying the groundwork for getting me here some 38 years later. So be nice. You never know what effect it'll have on somebody or how it may come back to you tenfold. You're living in the greatest time ever, in the greatest country of the world. But for the first time in the history of the world, a few billion years, that is, we have the technology to blow this entire planet to bits with one flick of a switch. So, try to change that if you can. And while you're out saving the planet, treat every day like it's your last one, because one day you're going to be right. Until then, three words from one of the greatest philosophers ever. Nike. Just do it. Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you.
Smooth rhythmic sounds of Oscar Peterson and Learning the Blues, and that's from his album A Jazz Portrait. Guido Basso before that from Toronto, from a stupendous release. Every time I hear this album, there's always something new that I discover, and it's taken from the album Dedications, and we heard Samba en Preludio, and before that a speech from David Foster. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1. And now we're also on the internet at www.chuo.fm. When we lost Mo Kaufman a few years ago, that was quite a loss. And he was certainly a stellar figure in the world of Canadian jazz. We're going to listen to a composition written by Johnny Frigo and Herb Ellis called Detour Ahead. And this is Mo in his element, recorded live. And this is at George's in Toronto.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful piece from John Stetch from his album Heavens of 100 Days, and we heard the title track. Before that, Mo Kaufman with Detour Ahead. Many years ago, I took a course with Charles Ellison and Kevin Dean at McGill University, and it was basically a jazz appreciation course. And I remember one session, they brought in the great percussionist Don Elias, and it was an interesting 2 hours of percussion work, and he taught us quite a lot that evening. But another gentleman that they brought in during one of their classes was pianist Johnny O'Neill. And Johnny had been on the scene for a number of years, and he just made it into Montreal, and he was trying to establish some roots in the city. Well, I'm going to play for you something by Johnny O'Neill on this Canada Day, 135 years old. We're going to listen to something from his album On the Montreal Scene, and as I said before, Homeboy Blues. And then we're going to follow it with a great composition from Dave Brubeck called The Duke. And this is from Rob McConnell and the Boss Brass, Play the Jazz Classics.
Drunk again. Homeboy, homeboy, I can see you drunk again. You've been drinking them doubles, doubles everywhere that we have been. Drinking, drinking, till every drop is gold. Yeah. You keep on drinking, till every drop is gold. You keep drinking to everybody's health, till pretty soon you ruin your own. Drinking, know when you had enough, but you get so mean and evil every time you drink that stuff. You keep running your big mouth, don't know what you're talking about. Every joint that we go in, they wind up throwing us out. Homeboy, homeboy, you may be from my hometown. If you can't do no better, buddy, I guess I have to put you down. Drinking till every drop is gone. drinking to everybody's health. Till pretty soon you'll ruin your own. Again, I'ma tell you, well, it ain't no harm in drinking. Know when you had enough, but you get so mean and evil. Every time you drink that stuff, you keep running your big mouth. Don't know what you're talking about. Every joint that we go in, they wind up on us out. From my hometown. Well, if you can't do no better than that, I guess I have to put you down. Oh, 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 oh boy.
Thank you.
One of the signatures of this season, being summer, are the numerous weddings that are taking place. And I just want to dedicate that song to all the couples out there who are going to be tying the knot, as they say, this summer. That was the wedding song from Dave Restivo. Rob McConnell before that with The Duke, a song written by Dave Brubeck. Johnny O'Neill starting the last set off with Homeboy Blues. Well, arguably, there are two ways to listen and appreciate jazz. One of them is through osmosis, and the other one is through school. There are many colleges out there who have bands, and some of them have excellent bands, that go on tour and make recordings and expose this great music not only to the people in the band, but the people listening to the music as well. I'm going to play for you something from Humber College. They have a faculty band, and they do a really nice version of Peace. And then after that, we're going to listen to, I think, one of the premier jazz drummers in Canada, Bernard Primo, from his album Evolution and Caravan.
Thank you.
That's Jane Bennett, and just a sample of what she can do on the flute. Very interesting. That was from her album Rendezvous Brazil Cuba. And actually, I just look at this and I think, you know, Cuba won the World Cup and it was quite an exciting game. And it just sort of fit in with what I was playing here. Jane Bennett coming from Canada, but also exploring the musical rhythms of Brazil and Cuba and that whole area of the world. Some captivating moments for sure. Bernard Primo with Caravan from his album Evolution, and Humber Faculty Band with Peace. Well, we're going to continue with another flautist, this time around from Montreal, François Richard. I played some music from François last week, and I'm going to play for you some more now. He was one of the founders of L'Orchestre Sympathique, and I'm not sure if they're still around, but I remember back in the 80s catching them at most of the Montreal International Jazz Festival concerts. That band was all over the place, and you could catch them and listen to some of their fine music. We're going to follow that up with Oliver Jones and DBG Blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
His smooth as butter approach to the tenor sax, that was Fraser McPherson from the West Coast, and we heard Easy Living. You've been listening to a special edition of In Transition as we feature some of the great Canadian jazz that's out there, and you're going to have a chance to listen to some more of this music during the Ottawa International Jazz Festival, and that takes place in, what, about 2.5 weeks. Should be an exciting festival this year. Lots of great names and up-and-coming artists will be performing at the festival. François Richard before that from a live recording, and we heard Intuition. We're going to go out this afternoon with Lauren Lofsky, another great Canadian jazz artist, guitarist, and a composition called TTT.
Thank you.
Heard some nice music there from Lauren Lofsky and a little TTT. My name is Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to 2 hours of Canadian jazz, and all I can say from this point on is to get out there and celebrate this great country, have fun, and continue listening to this great music. Have a great week, and don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, we have German news, music, and commentary with Ozzy until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great one. Bye for now. Thank you.